أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we're now set in the month of Shaban. Four recommended things to do throughout this month. Remember, the Prophet called it his month. One was salawat. Two, istighfar, seeking forgiveness. Three, give sadaqah, charity, as much as possible. Because what you give now, we're told on the day of Qiyamah, you find it, it's like it's grown, it's multiplied. It's the best investment we can make. And finally, fasting. So here's the deal according to hadith. Each fast in Shaban accords you 20 hajat, 20 requests, and forgiveness for 20 sins. So do the math and go for it. Oh, and forgetting, an entry into Jannah is guaranteed. It's not rocket science. It's just phenomenal. But one of the most awesome du'as to be recited in Shaban and throughout the year is du'a Shabaniya. You'll find it online. There are various renditions on YouTube as well. But we'll talk about it today. It's taught by Imam Ali, recited by all the Masumeen, all the M14. But it is said that Imam Zainul Abidin used to recite this du'a every day in Shaban at the time the sun passes the meridian and on the night of the 15th of Shaban. It's one of the most awesome conversations one can have with divinity. So I'm going to look at some extracts, and I don't know, I want to do the whole dua. It's like looking at a star-filled sky and thinking, which one do I pick? So I'll pick the ones that really resonate with my soul. So the dua starts off with Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wasma' du'ai idha da'awtuk. Respond to my call to you when I call you. Wasma' nida'i idha nadaytuk. So nida is to call as well, but at a distance. When I call you from inside, when I call you aloud, when I call you softly, just respond to me. I've come running to you. I'm standing before you. I'm pleading to you. You know what's in my heart. You're aware of what I need. You know my future. You know my present. I don't know how to verbalize stuff. And oh my God, whatever you have destined for me up to the end of my life, whether it is that which is the outward or whether it's hidden, I know it's bound to come. All is in your hands. Oh my God, if you deprive me, who else will provide for me? If you let me down, who else will help me? Oh my God, I see as if I'm standing before you, protected by my trust in you. Ilahi in afauta faman awla minka bidhalik. Oh my God, if you forgive me, who is more capable to do that than you? If the time of my death has come near and my deeds have not still brought me close to you, I make this confession of my sins a means of getting near to you. I've been unjust to myself. I have not looked after my soul. And if you don't forgive it, I is going to be annihilated. And I absolutely love this bit. Ilahi, lam yazal birruka alayya ayami hayati, fala taqta birruka anni fi mamati. You've always been kind to me, my God, during my lifetime. Don't cut this off from me at the time of my death. Oh my God, you have concealed so many of my sins in this world, and I'm in so much need of their being covered in the akhirah. And you have not revealed my sins even to your righteous servants. Don't expose me on the day of Qiyamah before everyone else. And then another favorite part of mine. Ilahi, juduka basata amali, wa afuka afdalu min amali. Oh my Rabb. Oh my God, your generosity has just expanded my aspirations. Your forgiveness is far greater than my deeds. Oh my God, I apologize to you, and it's the apology of the one who cannot afford that apology not to be accepted. So accept my apology. Oh, the most magnanimous of those to whom those who have done evil submit their apology. Ilahi, la tarudda hajati, O my Rabb, don't turn away my request to you. Wa la tukhayyib tama'i, and don't turn away my aspirations. وَلَا تَقْطَعْ مِنْكَ رَجَائِي وَعَمَلِي. Don't cut off my hope and expectation in you. I know one thing, my God, because if you had wanted to disgrace me, you would not have guided me. If you had wanted to expose my faults, you would have not kept me safe and sound. Oh my God, if you take me to task for that which I have done which is wrong, I will hold on to your forgiveness. And if you take me to task for my sins, I will cling to your granting pardon. And then a bit that is so awesome. You say, وَإِنْ أَدْخَلْتَنِي النَّارَ أَعْلَمْتُ أَهْلَهَا أَنِّي أَحُبَّكَ. Even if you put me into the fire, even if you put me into Jahannam, I will tell its inmates that I love you. Oh my Rabb, if my deeds are too small in relation to how I should obey you, my aspirations are so high as to compared to what I should expect of you. Oh my God, how can I go away from you, unsuccessful and disappointed? When my reckoning of you, when I think about you, you are just too awesome and kind to send me away without giving me safety and deliverance. And then a confession. إلهي وقد أفنيت عمري في شرة السحو أنك وعبليت شبابي في سقرة التباعد منك. Oh my God, I've wasted my life committing the crime of forgetting you. And I got a bit carried away with keeping myself away from you. But I want to rid myself of the sins I used to commit in your presence. Please forgive me, because forgiveness is a characteristic of your kindness. My God, inspire me with a passionate love of remembering you, so that I may keep on remembering you. My God, I have not allowed my pessimistic despair to overcome my good opinion about you, nor did I ever lose my hope of your benevolence. And then the sentence that Imam Khomeini used to use in every sermon of his, he said, إلهي والهكني بنور إزك العبهجي فأكون لك عارفا وعن سواك منحرفا ومنك خايفا مراقبا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وصلى الله على محمد وعليه الطاهرين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Oh my God, let me be attached to your divine energy, to the light of your awesomeness, so that I may know you alone, be away from others, and have a heart that is fearful of you and an eye watchful of you. This is the eye of the heart. May Allah's blessing and peace be on Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt. I hope this tempts you, these extracts tempt you to recite this du'a. Look at the translation. It is so beautiful. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to connect to divinity through salah and du'a. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.